Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. We're going to be talking about this, especially from the Declaration of Independence, on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Holly, it doesn't take very much reading. If you look at some of our organic documents, as what they're called, the Constitution being one, and certainly the Declaration of Independence being a significant portion of those organic documents that formed America, to understand when you read these documents that America was founded on Christian principles. The Declaration of Independence says specifically, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. The Declaration then goes to its essential theme and then lists the causes which brought them to the point where they were willing to put their lives on the line and declare America, this land, as a separate, independent, sovereign nation.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think of many of the signers, of course, were Christians, did follow the Lord, and those maybe that didn't respected the Lord. And so everything was their focus, and they knew that the laws of God was what needed to be the foundation of this country. They wanted to break away from the bondage of England at that time and experience freedom. But I also am so encouraged when you actually read quotes of some of the founders and their true belief in Jesus. You know, I think of Benjamin Rush. He signed the Declaration. John Adams, you know, he has a very famous writing that he wrote to his wife right after he signed the Declaration, talking about the importance of the Christian, Judeo-Christian principles that this country was founded upon.
Well, in the very first paragraph of the Declaration, which was penned by Thomas Jefferson, but the ideas were not unique or new to Jefferson. In fact, he referred to the Declaration as a reflection of the American mind.
Hmm.
These were common understood values. Some of these phrases had been similarly repeated in the Declaration of Rights written by George Mason in the colony of Virginia, and it became part of the Declaration of Independence. So in that very first paragraph, it speaks about the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. Now, that phrase, laws of nature and nature's God, that is clearly being reflected in Blackstone's commentaries, who was so influential in England and also in America. And the laws of nature are the laws of the natural law, the natural laws that are created as part of the creation. We think of, for example, gravity. Those kinds of laws are inherently part of the created order.
Of course, from the creator of the universe. We get that, right?
That's right. And so those laws are not revealed laws. They're inherent mm-hmm. in the nature. You can read Romans chapter 1.
Right, it's why God made the world, yeah.
Yeah, it says that even those without the law, they understand mm-hmm. the law because it's written on their hearts, and their conscience convicts them or basically allows them to go with a clean conscience. Mm-hmm. So they don't even need the Torah, the law, the revealed law, the scriptures, because the laws of nature that are inherent in nature in the created order actually speak of God. Now, then there is what's called revealed law. And so what it says, the laws of nature and of nature's God, that's the natural law, and revealed law. And what is revealed in that law? What is it that they were complying with? It's in the second paragraph. We hold these truths to be self-evident, meaning you don't have to debate these. Mm-hmm. It's like night and day. They're self-evident, self-sustaining truths. And what are those? That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You can't have liberty and the pursuit of happiness without life, hence why God created us, created human life, and why we need to protect that.
Yeah, and in fact, what you have is life preeminent as the inalienable right that comes from God by virtue of being created in His image. There is the right to life. Then there is liberty, life, liberty, the freedom to be able to achieve, to really be what God designed you to be.
Religious freedom, right?
Religious freedom. Yeah. The right of conscience, the right to be able to be self-determined in terms of having freedom, pursuit of happiness. Now, what is that? It doesn't mean because you're happy and joyful all the time. It is, oftentimes this phrase was life, liberty, and property. They changed life, liberty, and property to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It includes property. It includes the ability to create. It includes the ability to literally design, to be successful, to really have that liberty. And you see what happens in these countries that are communist or socialist when they say that they're going to take what you made and they're going to distribute to somebody else. You see this happening, for example, in certain areas when I worked in government when I was in law school. You see that no matter what you did, you could be very wasteful, you could be slothful, you could be very efficient. It didn't really matter because everyone is operating the same way. You could come in and just do your work, or you could really excel at your work, but it didn't matter because you were not rewarded for the things that you did. Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, when you see communism taking someone's invention, property, things that they've put blood, sweat, and tears into, and instead of rewarding that person with the ability to be able to succeed, they take that away. And what happens? You begin to realize there's no reason to work hard. There's no reason to pursue a goal because the government constantly pushes me down.
Like you've taken away your own security.
Yeah, you took away your own human dignity
as
well.
Yeah.
And so what it says is that these are some of the unalienable rights, meaning that they come from God, not government. And here's a very powerful sentence. It's in the second paragraph. It's the second sentence of the second paragraph. That to secure these rights, the ones we just talked about, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So that government has a duty to secure these rights. That to secure these rights, that's why government is instituted for us.
To secure, not to control.
That's right, not to diminish. Mm-hmm. So you take a look at life. Government doesn't have the right to say you can kill unborn babies.
Right.
That is an inherent right by virtue of being created in the image of God, and it doesn't matter whether you have 5 or 9-0 on the U.S. Supreme Court voting for this, or whether you have a legislature, or whether you have a constitutional amendment. There are just some things that are beyond the people to ultimately alter or destroy.
But yet government has tried to take control of those things.
And that's where this Declaration of Independence begins to show what happens. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to say that whenever there is a pattern of government continually, not just occasionally, disobeying these directives, its duty, not honoring, not respecting, not protecting these God-given, pre-existing, inalienable rights, when there's a pattern that happens over time that ultimately reduces the people to a state of despotism, then there comes a point where you have to draw the line and cut the ties and create a new government that is doing what it was supposed to do. And that's what they ultimately came to say and do. And the Declaration of Independence, after it gives all of this wonderful introduction, goes through all the different points, almost like bullet points, as to the causes that impelled them to the separation. If you have not read the Declaration of Independence recently, I encourage you to do so. We have a series of booklets. They're pocket-sized booklets, and they're called Patriots Handbooks. And the first one that we did is the Patriots Handbook of American Liberty. And it begins with the Declaration of Independence. It also has one of the best constitutions that you can find because it has footnotes, it has sections where it has been amended, it tells you what year it has been amended, certain things that have been removed from the Constitution or added to the Constitution, and there's also information in there from Patrick Henry and also from me. I encourage you to go to lc.org and ask for the Patriots Handbook series. You can either get the one on American Liberty or all of them as part of a nice package on the Patriots Handbook series. Go to lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.